नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak.
Addressing a massive gathering of Indian diaspora in London, Prime Minister Narendra Modi broke his silence on the numerous incidents of rape in India, saying that rape should not be politicized. He also spoke about terrorism, the surgical strikes on Pakistan, poverty, Bhagwan Basveshwara, and the great expectations that the people of the country had of him. Read more of his address at London's iconic Westminster Central Hall. While the PM received a royal welcome in Britain, where he arrived late last night, the PM also faced a protest staged at Kashmiri separatists in London. Protesters were seen holding up placards saying "Modi, go back," and others demanding justice for the 8-year-old victim of rape and murder in Kathua. The PM had arrived in UK for a 2-day business trip where he is expected to sign deals worth over 1 billion. The Supreme Court is likely to pronounce its verdict on Thursday on a batch of pleas seeking an independent probe into the alleged mysterious death of Special CBI Judge B.H. Loya, who was hearing the high-profile Sohrabuddin Sheikh fake encounter case. Loya had allegedly died of cardiac arrest in Nagpur on December 1, 2014, where he had gone to attend the wedding of a colleague's daughter. Those seeking an independent probe into the matter had referred to the sequence of events to highlight that a fair investigation was needed to rule out any foul play in the death. Tamil Nadu Governor Banwarilal Purohit caused controversy today after he patted a woman's journalist's cheek without her consent during a press conference. The government was speaking to the media regarding his allegations of his involvement in the sex for degree scandal at Tamil Nadu College. The governor later apologized to journalists after facing flak from journalists and politicians. BJP National Secretary H. Raja stirred up a political storm where he called DMK leader Kanimoyi an illegitimate child of M. Karunanidhi. Launching an attack on the BJP, Congress leader P. Chidambaram said all children are perfectly legitimate and wanted to know what was BJP's stand on the issue. Civilian fatalities in Jammu and Kashmir have gone up by 166% in the past 1 year. An annual report released by the Ministry of Home Affairs on Wednesday also said that there has been a spike not just in civilian casualties but also in incidents of terrorist neutralization. Ending months of speculation, Bharatiya Janata Party on Wednesday appointed Member of Parliament Rakesh Singh as the new president of its Madhya Pradesh party unit. Singh, who is also the party chief whip in Lok Sabha, reportedly enjoys the backing of PM Modi and party chief Amit Shah. Bengal CM Mamata Banerjee received flak from Bengal's higher education circles after ordering a new draft of education rules that allegedly curtailed the academic, administrative and individual rights of those in the state's higher education fraternity. Read more on the alleged media gag here. The BJP government in Chhattisgarh will start distributing smartphones to over 50 lakh people for free from May under the Sanchar Kranti Yojana, months ahead of the assembly polls in the state. Women heads of households will be the priority recipients of the smartphones. At least 18 people were killed in severe thunderstorms in Kolkata on Thursday night after strong winds nearly 100 km per hour accompanied by heavy rains wreaked havoc in the city and its surrounding areas. On the second day of his indefinite fast, former VHP leader Pravin Tokaria on Wednesday asked the Narendra Modi government to implement the BJP's promises regarding the Ram Temple, Uniform Civil Code and Article 370, which grants special status to Jammu and Kashmir. Tokaria is fasting for the construction of a Ram Temple in Ayodhya, a nationwide ban on cow slaughter, enforcement of the Uniform Civil Code and resettlement of displaced Kashmiri Pandits. While caste-based violence has taken a turn for the worse in the country, C.S. Rangarajan, a priest in Hyderabad's Chilpkur Balaji temple, hit the headlines after he carried a Dalit man, Aditya Parasari, on his shoulder into the sanctorum of the Sri Ranganatha temple and also hugged him. He reportedly did it as a part of reenactment of a 2,700-year-old ritual. Read more on the incident here. On the day of Basava Jayanti, top leaders of the country, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Congress President Rahul Gandhi, competed against each other to greet people and garland the statue of the 12th century social reformer, professing their faith in his preaching. Many of his followers regret that the great social reformer, whom many call Karnataka of the millennium, has now become a tool in the hands of politicians. Remembering T.V.R. Shenoy, who was a father-like figure for a generation of journalists, but shocked many with his political stand. The battle for Karnataka has intensified, from angry protesters to the return of the tainted. Watch the video for a quick roundup of all that has transpired in the prelude to the Karnataka 2019 elections and what every voter ought to know.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.